This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Ed Bolin, getting ready for the 62nd Annual National Business Aviation Association Convention in Orlando. Ed, why don't you touch on some of the highlights?
Well, I think this is going to be one of the most significant conventions we've ever hosted. We're going to have an opportunity to really define business aviation and demonstrate the essential nature of our industry with this convention, because we're going to have people like golfing and business icon Arnold Palmer with us. We're going to have the new FAA administrator, Randy Babbitt. We'll have Rich Cargard, the publisher of Forbes magazine and a Cirrus pilot. And we're going to have Tom Buffenbarger, who's the international president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. That labor union not only helps build business airplanes throughout the United States, but the union actually uses an airplane to be more effective and efficient and productive. So I think we're going to have an all-star lineup at the opening general session. We're going to have a very important awards opportunity where we can pay tribute to people like Serge Dassault with NBAA's Meritorious Service Award, Dick Van Gemert with our Doswell Award, John and Martha King with our American Spirit Award, and the Civil Air Patrol with our Yulchi Humanitarian Award. We'll also have a significant benefit dinner for the Corporate Angel Network. So I think it's just going to be a terrific show, and we're really looking forward to it.
Okay, well, the economy is on everybody's mind, and the convention has not escaped the economy. It's a little bit down from previous years, is it not?
Well, you know, 3 years ago we started at just off the charts type numbers, and while we don't really expect to reach some of those lofty peaks, we are seeing that the momentum is really building, and the registration, pre-registration looks very strong, and we've got a very large number of exhibitors this year. So we are expecting it to be a very strong show and very worthwhile.
What about political representation at the show, Ed?
Well, with Congress in session, it's difficult for elected officials to leave the health care debate and some of the other issues. We've established strong general aviation caucuses in the House and now in the Senate, and that'll give us an opportunity to provide feeds from the convention center directly to some of those offices so they can stay in touch with what's happening in Orlando. The theme of this year's show is demonstrating the value of business aviation, and one of the things that we'll be doing at this show is providing some exciting new materials that are part of our No Plane, No Gain image campaign. I think that the community is going to be very excited about some of the new surveys, some of the tools that we're going to put in their hands, and some of the new advertisements that we are going to be showing that really get to the No Plane, No Gain message.
Thanks for joining us today, Ed. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.